Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. Brand new week, guys, and I was just thinking about how long I've been in the U.S. and all the different processes and planning that have got me to my present position and the things that I've had to do or my parents have had to do. And I'm just gonna have to tell you guys, man, parents are the real MVPs. Like, they are constantly thinking about your, well, my parents, I would say, because, you know, everyone has a different experience. For some people, it's an uncle or an aunt or, you know, friends. But for me, my parents are the real MVPs because a lot of planning, a lot of, you know, hard work, sacrifice, you know, went into just where I am today. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that. So in most, I'll speak for Nigerian families because that's where, you know, that's what I know. But this could be true for most families anywhere, basically. But in my family, there was a strong push for education. You know, when I was born, my dad already had a doctorate degree. So I knew that I had big shoes to fill. And it was something that we were constantly talking about. You know, my parents, my dad got his doctorate degree from the U.S. So he also wanted me to, you know, come to the U.S. and, you know, further my education. So we always talked about it. And he had a particular university in mind. He had a school that he really wanted me to go to, and he would routinely visit the U.S. and visit the school and come back home with, you know, tons of brochures and pictures that he would take all around the campus. He would ask questions and, you know, find out about the fees and costs and all whatnot. Like, you know, it was a conversation that we had going for years. And so even when I got to that university, I knew from the pictures that I had seen earlier, I knew virtually everywhere that I had seen in the pictures. You know, I was familiar with the campus because I had seen so many pictures. But yeah, a lot of sacrifice goes into it. And so in my family, like, my dad told me, you know what, you know, I like this university. I think it'd be good for you to go here. And he actually started putting money aside for me to, you know, come to school in America. But I have to tell you, the exchange rate is so crazy, you know. So the currency in Nigeria is called the Naira. And so $1 equals 360 Naira. So that means that if I saved 1 Naira every day for a whole year, at the end of the year, I would only have a little over a dollar. So you see the sacrifice that people live in Nigeria, parents, you know, family have to make if you're going to come to America to school. So it's a big sacrifice. So out of college, most Nigerian graduates have to serve the country, Nigeria, for 1 year. And what happens is that you get sent to a different part of the country, you know, a different part from where you're originally from and from where you went to school. So a very different part of the country, usually an underserved area, and you either give back to the country in some form. So usually you teach in, you know, schools, or you would, most people were teachers. Other people worked for the government, like the local government. Other people worked in hospitals. If you were a doctor, if you were a lawyer, you probably worked in a law firm. You know, if you were into banking, you probably worked at a bank. But we would work for the government for 1 year, you know, in a way to give back to the community and stuff like that. And so after I graduated and I was done serving the country, you know, I then came back home, and then, you know, I told my dad, well, yeah, I think I'm ready to go to that school, that school now. So we started talking about it and looking at what the exchange rate was at the time. And it was expensive to, you know, to study in America. So I, you know, started really, really praying hard and studying and making sure that I got, you know, good grades in my standardized tests and just hoping, you know. And luckily, you know, I did get a scholarship. But even when you get a scholarship, you still have living costs and you still have to eat, right, when you move to America. So what I'm saying is, it's expensive to study in the U.S. It's a sacrifice for everyone around, and a big sacrifice for the parents and, of course, the student, right? So anyway, I moved to America, and I, you know, I had what money my dad gave me. And I remember my first week in the university. university, in grad school, I had gone to the financial office to settle my outstanding fees. And while I was there, the lady told me that, well, you know, for the dorm fees, you have $1,000 outstanding. You need to cover this before school starts. And so she was like, okay, you can pay by cash, you can pay by check, you can pay with a credit card, a debit card. She told me all these things. And this was my first week, so I hadn't even opened a bank account yet. So usually people traveling to the U.S. would have money in form of like traveler's checks, or, you know, I guess people could open accounts as soon as they got to America. But for most people, you either had cash or you had traveler's checks. So when she told me $1,000, I was like, oh, okay. So I reached into my purse and I pulled out $1,000 and I gave it to her. Now, for me, it wasn't a big deal because Nigeria was not a cashless society when I left. So, but mostly cash. So I pulled out $1,000 cash and I gave it to her. And she gave me a lecture about how you shouldn't, you know, take money around. You shouldn't have cash on you all the time. And she gave me such a lecture that I was just looking at her like, okay, well, I still have to pay for this, right? But she was like, as soon as I'm done talking to you, go now to the bank and deposit whatever money you have. Don't be working around with cash. And I was like, okay. Anyway, so I did pay for that. And I ended up being fully registered. But the purpose of today's episode is just to let you know that it's a struggle when you see international students in America studying. It's usually a sacrifice for their parents back home because the currency exchange rate is usually crazy. How are they able to pay for this? Most people, it's hard work for everyone. The student has to study really, really hard to get scholarships. And the parents, on their own part, they have to save, they have to sacrifice like crazy. And some people get loans from family, from friends, from institutions. You know, it takes literally a village. So I just wanted you to appreciate what international students go through when they actually move to America. And some people say, why can't you just study in your own country? Well, the truth is that most of us start out studying in our home countries and we work in our home countries. But for people who have studied in different countries or have had some kind of education from different countries, you know, they'll let you know that it's very good to have that, to get a feel of other cultures. Of course, it's good to go to where they have better expertise for whatever field that you're in. So for instance, if you're looking for the best in science, you should go to the places that they have the best in science. And so America is doing really well with these courses, and you know, they attract a lot of international applicants every year. And so yeah, this episode is all for the parents out there who are doing their best to provide for their kids. And it's not just Nigerian parents, it's parents in general, because when I moved to America, you know, I've seen parents who work 2-3 jobs so their kids can go to private schools. You know, I've seen parents who work long hours, take on extra shifts, you know, to provide. And you know, parents are the real MVPs. More power to them, to the kids out there who are getting, you know, who are the recipients of all this love. You know, I only pray that doors open for you so that when you do achieve and you become successful, you know that the whole community is successful, because these are the people that have lifted you up. And when eventually you're up there, don't forget the hands that held you up. You know, when I was moving to the US, my parents had a party for me, like a going away party. And they got to a part of it where they went around the room and people were giving me advice about what to do, how not to forget home and things like that. And I received every one of them with gratitude, but there's one that stuck out to me. And the one that stuck out to me was by a lady who told me that, pretty much said, don't wait till you have it all to show love to your parents for the sacrifices and the things that they've done for you. So she literally said that every once in a while, appreciate your parents, do whatever little thing that you can do for them. And I think that was the best advice ever. So this episode is dedicated to my parents who did and are still doing their utmost best for me. And also to the parents out there who are striving, working three jobs, you know, it's not easy. I hope that your kids make you proud, and I hope that they attain the greatness that you really, really desire for them. All right, so more power to everyone. I hope you guys have a great rest of the week and enjoy your week. If you love my podcast, please rate on iTunes, The Tales of an African Princess in America. Please find me on iTunes and give me a rating. And also, if you have comments, if you have thoughts, things that I haven't talked about, or things you really, really want me to talk about, please go on my Instagram page, African Princess in America, or my Facebook page, Tales of an African Princess in America, and leave me a comment and I'll be sure to get back to you. All right, guys, thanks for listening and have a great week. Bye-bye. Do you know that you can support this podcast with a small monthly contribution, as little as $1 every month? If you'd like to do so, please visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Thank you.